This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle. Is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, hour number two, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Dr. Oz, the winner in Pennsylvania. It's so funny because so many conservatives did not like Dr. Oz. And he's been a regular guest on my show throughout COVID. He was always the doctor that came on and talked about vitamins and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And I love the guy. And then he announced he was running for U.S. Senate. And I love the guy. And I said, that's my guy. And then I went on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's home. And he was eating dinner with President Trump, and I got a chance to meet him in person, and we really clicked. And I said, I love this guy, and I want him for U.S. Senate. And all the conservatives kept saying, oh, he's the wrong guy. And it turns out I was right. He's the right guy, not just because he won. That's not the reason I'm saying I'm right. I'm right because on every issue, in all the times he's been on the show, on every issue, he's on the same side as me. And I'm as conservative as they come. You know, there is no more conservative than me. And he's on the right side of every single issue in every single interview. And what did I say in the last interview I had with him? I said, you know, if you turn out to be a fake, I will put my boot on your neck and I'll be the worst enemy you ever had. And I said that on the air. And he said, I swear to you, Wayne, I swear to you, I pledge I will be exactly who you think I am, and I will always be that person. And I trust him, and we text each other all the time. And I really don't text any other Senate candidate besides Dr. Oz. So, you know, it's nice to know a guy like that. I knew he was the right choice. I'm glad. President Trump isn't always right with his endorsements, by the way, but he was right with Dr. Oz, and it's obvious that he's a good guy. And David McCormick has now conceded. The former hedge fund CEO has conceded to Dr. Oz. He said, it's now clear to me with the recount largely complete, we have a nominee. Tonight is really about us all coming together, which is greatly appreciated. He called to concede to Dr. Oz and said, now I'm going to support you. And so before the recount, Oz led McCormick by 972 votes out of 1.34 million votes counted. Wow. That's amazing. Every vote really does count. McCormick concedes and Dr. Oz is our Senate nominee. And I always thought, you know, if you're going to break through the Democrats, you have to do it with celebrity, with big branded names. You know, from the first day I was for Donald Trump for president, and lots of conservatives supported Ted Cruz. And they said, Wayne, you're wrong. Ted Cruz is the real conservative. And I said, you don't get it. It's about celebrity and personality and energy. And Donald Trump has all three. And sure enough, he beat out, 17 other great candidates? Probably the best group of candidates ever in history, and he beat them all badly. And I was right, and I turned out to be on the winning horse. And I did the same thing with Dr. Oz. Yeah, I believe that, the gal was running, what was her name, Barnett, I think, and then the guy's running, McCormick, and they're nice people, but they're nobodies. And Dr. Oz is famous. And if you're going to break through in a blue state and you're a red conservative Republican candidate, you have to be a celebrity like Donald Trump. And you have to have millions of dollars at your disposal. And Dr. Oz is a celebrity with millions of dollars at his disposal. So I always said he was the right candidate. And I supported him through thick and thin, through all the conservatives telling me I had the wrong guy. I said, you're wrong. And he turned out to be the right guy. He is the conservative America First candidate. So congratulations to Dr. Oz. And Andrew Paul, my trusty executive producer, will make sure we have an interview with him next week. I just texted him to congratulate him. He only found out moments ago. Great stuff. And when he does come on, I'm going to say to him the same thing that I just said to Carrie Lake, who's about to be a huge victorious candidate for governor in Arizona, that the candidates who talk like Wayne Root, like Ron DeSantis does and Carrie Lake does, and she's up by 19 points, are going to be the winner. If you can't admit the election was rigged and stolen, you will not win. If you can't admit the vaccines are dangerous and deadly, you're not going to win. If you know, it's one thing to be against the vaccine mandates. You got to be that, or you have no shot at winning a Republican nomination or even winning a general election. But I don't think that's enough. I think you have to admit that the vaccines are dangerous and we should be investigating them for all the people that are dying. You have to say there's a problem. And you have to say that that the open borders is the end of America. And you have to say what DeSantis said today, which is what Wayne Root always says, that this is the intentional destruction of the United States of America. The intentional destruction of the United States. DeSantis just said the 100% intentional man-made destruction of the United States by Brandon, by the Brandon administration. He said that today. That's something I would say on the radio. Very unusual to hear a sitting governor say that. But it's so obvious you'd have to be an idiot to deny that Biden and his handlers are intentionally destroying the United States. And my commentary is the Biden blitzkrieg. Biden is destroying the USA as fast as Nazis on meth. And that's my column that'll be out this weekend. And those are the things I'm willing to say. And that's Carrie Lake agrees with it. And boom, next thing you know, she's going to be the governor of Arizona. And so, you know, in Nevada we have, by the way, I like a lot of candidates in the Nevada gubernatorial race. I really do. But there's only one candidate who sounds exactly like Wayne Root, and that's Joey Gilbert, who's willing to say exactly what I'm willing to say, which is that the election was rigged and stolen. And it was rigged and stolen in Nevada. It was rigged and stolen in the country. And that the vaccines are killing people. He's with the frontline doctors. He's actually the CEO of the frontline doctors. Joey Gilbert is the best guy that I have ever met running for office other than Carrie Lake, Donald Trump, and Ron DeSantis. He's right up there with that group. That's saying an awful lot. And so, you know, you got to be willing to say elections are stolen. Trump doesn't always get it right with endorsements. Because he endorses candidates who, you know, makes you scratch your head because they don't believe the vaccines are bad and they would have done a vaccine mandate and they absolutely positively will not say the election was stolen or they give you some sort of BS language. Yes, I think we've got some questions that need to be answered. But was the election stolen? I think there were some irregularities and some questions need to be answered. No, the election was rigged and stolen. And if you can't admit that, you cannot be our candidate. So I'm just letting everybody know, wink, wink, nod, nod. A lot of good candidates, you know. I'm friends with quite a few of the candidates running for governor. And quite a few of them have been advertising on this show. And we appreciate that. But I must tell you, Joey Gilbert is just like Carrie Lake, who's just like Donald Trump, who's just like Ron DeSantis. So I'm just giving you a hint. There's some very good candidates, but Joey is a great guy, and I think we're going to be friends for life. And I just wanted you to know that. So let's talk about some things going on in the world today that you need to know about. Devastating impact warning as India moves towards halting rice exports, leading to global mass starvation. Economists are sounding the alarm after India put new restrictions on wheat and sugar exports. And Radhika Piplani, an economist from Yes Bank Limited in India, warns that rice may be next as India begins to protect its local food supply. The government has already imposed restrictions on wheat exports. It's a matter of time when restrictions on rice exports might be considered. Now, India is one of the biggest rice exporters in the world. Can you imagine if there's no more rice and there's no more wheat? If India's rice exports are restricted, up to 40% of the world's supply of rice would be at stake. This according to the USDA. Analysts warn the move would have a devastating impact on global trade, leading to even greater price hikes and increasing starvation around the world. If you don't have enough grains, you don't have enough wheat, and you don't have enough rice, what are the world's people going to eat? What are the poor going to eat? Nobody knows better than me because I'm on a keto diet, right? My diet is almost 100% protein, right? I have no carbs, very few grains. The only grain I ever eat is rice, by the way, but I eat very little rice. and it's only organic rice and very little of it, organic brown rice and very little of it. But the end result is I eat almost no carbs. And what's cheap in life? Pasta's cheap, grains are cheap, bread is cheap. What's expensive? Meat, fish, chicken, sushi, right? That's all I eat. That's my entire diet. Meat, fish, sushi, and chicken and eggs is my entire diet. And so I know that poor people can't eat my diet. It's impossible. Even eggs have become per egg, you know, per capita. It's like the most expensive thing you could buy now. Prices have skyrocketed so much for a dozen eggs. So there's no way that poor people or average working class people can ever afford my diet, which is a keto diet, which is all protein. They're going to be eating grains because what's cheap? Wheat, rice, all kinds of grains are cheap. Pasta is cheap. And so if there isn't any grain and there isn't any wheat and there isn't any pasta, the world is going to starve. What are you going to go to meat? At a time where a steak costs $90 in a restaurant nowadays, I don't think you're going to go to meat. I don't think any poor people can afford meat. So what's going to be left for them? So it's very scary. Restricting exports of rice is a possibility, says Pumina Varma, assistant professor at the Center for Management and Agriculture at the Indian Institute of Management. The government may feel there's a need to substitute wheat with rice to curb domestic inflation and safeguard food security. In a heavily populated country of India, which, by the way, is poverty-stricken, rice and wheat are the primary staples in the government's food aid program. Rice and wheat are considered an essential part of the Indian diet and food ration system. So India is almost certainly going to want to ration the only food their population eats, and they're not going to sell it to the rest of the world, which is going to leave us in a world of hurt in the United States and the rest of the world as well, because we're already so short of fertilizer and grain from Russia and Ukraine. This was all started, the domino started, because of Joe Biden's decision to go against Putin and to sanction Putin and to supply Ukraine and to give them, what, about $70 billion? Insanity. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root. The root, the root, the root is on fire. I repeat again, I was all in for the beginning for Donald Trump, and I will be all in for anything Ron DeSantis ever intends to do, and I am all in for Carrie Lake, and I'm all in for Dr. Oz, the winner of the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary. He is the greatest, and I was giving you a nice statement of love for Joey Gilbert moments ago as well. I wanted you to know that every time he's on the show, he sounds exactly like me, just like Carrie Lake sounded exactly like me, just like Ron DeSantis always sounds exactly like me, just like Donald Trump 90% of the time sounds exactly like me, except on vaccines. That's the only thing we differ on and the only thing that we would argue about. And Donald Trump will be on this show on June 13th coming up. President Trump will be on again. So Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty Projects. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that happen. Please help support Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament coming up on June 10th. Today's June 3rd, so it's 7 days away next Friday. Next Friday, June 10th, at the Revere Golf Club in Henderson. That's Henderson, Nevada. So if you live in Las Vegas, please come out to Henderson, Nevada, the Revere Golf Course. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. If you are outside of Nevada and listening to my voice somewhere else in the United States, because our show is nationally syndicated, well then, you probably aren't going to fly in for a golf tournament, but you could make a contribution. I hope you do. Help support this great organization. Enjoy a great day of golf Register today at vetsandhorses.com or make your contribution at vetsandhorses.com. And that's what I just agreed to today, by the way. I agreed to a very nice-sized donation to vetsandhorses.com, and I will be sponsoring their actual tournament. The Liberty Projects Golf Tournament will be sponsored by Wayne Allyn Root and the Wayne Allyn Root Radio Show. Great, great people. Great, great people. So here's Ron DeSantis today. signing of the Freedom First budget. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tore into President Joe Biden for the economic crisis now hitting struggling Americans. We have to look at what we're doing against the backdrop of what's going on in D.C. And particularly, there's a fellow by the name of Brandon. This is him talking. Brandon, that people talk about, we have to contend with, he said, sparking laughter from the audience. I see this news report where Biden is so frustrated. This is DeSantis talking. Biden is so frustrated that his approval ratings are in the toilet. He can't understand. He's lashing out at his staff. He's blaming other people. He's blaming the media, even though he gets the most sycophantic media coverage that any president has ever gotten, meaning friendly media coverage. Compare how they treated Trump with how they treat Biden. It's night and day, and so he's trying to make excuses. And I'm just thinking to myself, what has he done since he came into office? And then DeSantis launched into a damning list of Biden's failures, starting with his war on energy independence. DeSantis says he immediately waged war against American energy production. And you see record gas prices in the USA? Well, that's a big reason why, because of his policies. And then he took aim at soaring inflation, DeSantis did, which is at its highest level maybe forever, but certainly in 40 years. And DeSantis said, you look at what they did in terms of fiscal and monetary printing and borrowing trillions and trillions of dollars. What did you get for that? The most sustained inflation this country has seen in over 40 years. And printing money wasn't Biden's only crime against the economy, because DeSantis says he advocated for and imposed mandates and restrictions relating to COVID, including having people fired from their job based on getting a COVID jab or not. And that has had a hugely negative impact on the economy, he said, before pivoting to the supply chain crisis. And he failed to take leadership and take decisive action to alleviate the supply chain crisis. So, concluded DeSantis, he has created the circumstances that have led to this resounding disapproval of what he's done. He would have been better off, and we would have been better off, if he had simply gotten into office and did nothing than what he's done so far. And then DeSantis' spokesman tweeted the government's comments and said, Governor DeSantis lights up Brandon for the 100% intentional and man-made economic crisis hitting our country. And so, there's the deal. There's the deal. DeSantis is the greatest, just as Trump is the greatest, because he always sounds like me. He's willing to say what I say on the radio, which is raw truth, common sense, raw truth from a son of a butcher. And DeSantis understands it. He gets it. That this is intentional, man-made. This is the destruction of the United States of America. Thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis. Great job. And you always hear Joey Gilbert saying the exact same thing, our gubernatorial candidate here in Nevada. Wayne Allyn Root will be right back. We've got Adam Laxalt for U.S. Senate coming up next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We'll be right back.
Truth, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. Here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the House of the Root, built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. And soon to be announced, my new TV show. Matter of fact, two new TV shows will be announced very soon. One of them probably next week or the week after. And then following that, within 2 weeks of that, we'll have the other announcement. So we'll have a Monday through Friday television show as well as a Saturday night weekend wrap-up show. And so two TV shows to be announced very soon. Let me mention Fellowship Home Loans. Then we'll get to our esteemed guest, Adam Laxalt, running for United States Senate, the former Attorney General of the great state of Nevada. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show, and I've always got to give them props because they write the checks. They sign the front of the checks so that all of you get to listen to the show for free. And you need a friend in the mortgage business. Homes are still selling like hotcakes in the Las Vegas area and in Nevada, but in the rest of the country, slowing down, interest rates are up. You're going to need to work some good deals. Now you got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. You just tell them Wayne Root sent you, and my friends are now your friends. They're involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often they just evaluate your current situation for free. They do it as a favor and let you know exactly what you should do next, what your best options are. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. FellowshipHomeLoans.com. All right, we've got Adam Laxalt with us, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Nevada, the former Attorney General of Nevada, endorsed by President Trump. AdamLaxalt.com. Adam, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, great to be on always. Thanks, Wayne.
I don't know if you heard DeSantis' comments today, but I thought they were great. And I know, you know, you and I and Trump and Carrie Lake, who was just on the show, we all kind of have the same kind of mindset about things. And DeSantis said that Joe Biden, all of this is not a mistake. It's 100% an intentional and man-made crisis in America. This guy is responsible for the crisis. It's not some mistake, and he can't blame other people. I assume, I know I agree with that statement, and I'm a big fan of Governor DeSantis.
This whole Putin price hike and greedy oil executives, and if it's not them, then it's the meatpacking industry. I mean, all they do is point fingers rather than point fingers right at themselves. It's their policies that have destroyed the Trump economy. This is one of the greatest economies we ever had, and there's no question that voters have a clear contrast. And, you know, hopefully they won't be fooled like many were in 2020 after all the attacks and the Russia collusion hoax and all these things. You know, people now get to see what does America look like under President Trump, America First policies, and what does America look like under the progressive left? And the contrast just couldn't be any starker. And let me add, you know, the other important thing that DeSantis did today, which is he got up there, and he looked at the baseball team in Florida.
Yes,
and he said, you know
Tampa
what?
Bay
you
Rays.
Guys are going to get in politics. You guys are going to write $50,000 to every town. You know what? We're not giving you $35 million of taxpayer dollars. And, you know, DeSantis, as you know, Wayne, I'm the only guy in America outside of Florida that he's endorsed. And this is what we need. We need more of this on-offense, take it to the left Republican Party. If we don't have more of this and fast, we have no chance of saving this country.
And one of the reasons I opened this interview, Adam, with bringing up DeSantis is because, of course, I'm a huge fan of DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America, and to be honest, I think he's the best governor ever in America. There's never been a guy who I agree with more than DeSantis. And he is a lifelong friend since college or since the military with you, correct? And he's now endorsed you for U.S. Senate. How long have you gone back with Governor Ron DeSantis, Adam Laxalt?
You know, we ended up being bunkmates going into becoming officers in the U.S. Navy. And, you know, God, this guy, people always say, what's he really like? And I say, just like you see. I mean, he's always been this way. He's been a rock. He's always been a principled conservative. And, you know, he just understands. So Ron is 43 years old. I am 43 years old. Josh Hawley is 40 years old. I mean, I hope people kind of see a trend. our generation understands that you can't negotiate with the left. There's no compromising with these people. They have set about for the last few decades to destroy our country, and we must meet them at the pass and defeat them.
But here's what I'm scared to death about, right? And that is, you know, I'm good friends with President Trump. You know, I spent a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago. I spent a lot of time with President Trump. I've opened a lot of his events as a speaker. And I had my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago just 3 months ago. And President Trump is everyone's front runner for president in 2024, Adam. But I don't think we're going to make it to 2024 the way things are going. The country is not going to, and the economy is not going to last. We'll be in a Great Depression. The middle class will be destroyed. There's not going to be any way to afford groceries. There's not going to be any way to afford gas. Getting products to market is going to be so expensive because of the price of diesel. The truckers aren't going to make it. Our country is going to collapse. I don't see how we make it 2.5 more years to the cavalry riding in. So, I mean, what do guys like you say when I say that? What are we going to do to stop Biden much sooner than 2024, right? I mean, you got to impeach him once you get in. Otherwise, we're screwed. But if you replace him with Kamala Harris, we're screwed. So I'm not quite sure what the answer is to save us from disaster.
Yeah, look, I mean, people that sort of immediately mention impeachment of Biden, they better not forget who's number two, who would be even worse. And so,
right.
You know, the reality is you are absolutely right. We are in grave jeopardy. Their policies are destroying our country. Not just the economy. They got the wide open border that is killing our country. Obviously, their approach to law and order is making our country less safe. I mean, all these are serious, grave issues. The only thing I can say is that we cannot take for granted that this red wave is going to take the House and Senate back. The House should be easy. The U.S. Senate is going to be really, really hard to take. We've got to hold Pennsylvania, and then we have to win Nevada and Georgia. Without that, we can't take back the Senate. If we have the majority in both those houses, then at least I think if this tsunami is red enough and deep enough and massive enough, Biden has to come back in 2023 and try to figure out how he can work with Republicans and try to rebuild something. He's going to have no choice. But is he going to become Bill Clinton? Probably not, but we all know what Bill Clinton did a long time ago. He woke up after shellacking and said, let me go work with the Republicans and let me try to find a way to restore some popularity. And so that's our hope. And we say, you know what? We need a border closed. That's number one. We need you to go to American energy independence, number two, right? And so
right.
I think there's a handful of areas he's going to wake up and have to come to the right on. And then we just got to hold on till 2024.
Yeah.
But we are actually going to replace him for president of the United States.
And there's a life and death one, Adam, and I hope you're on my team on this one, too, and that's the vaccine mandates. And I don't demand any candidate be against vaccines because me and Trump are very opposite on that one issue. It's the only issue I disagree with Trump on. I think the vaccines are horrible. I think they're killing people. I think they're injuring people. But forget that. All I care about is that a candidate is against vaccine mandates. If you want to take it, take it. And if you don't want to take it, no one can ever force you to take it. The mandates are a huge issue for an awful lot of people who don't want to be forced to lose their job or choose to not take the vaccine. You know, one of those two. I don't think anyone should have to choose. I don't want the vaccine, and I want to keep my job. That's a fair thing in the United States of America, in a country that's supposed to be free. Where do you stand?
It's outrageous, and I want to go back further. This is lost to history, but late April, I wrote an op-ed, late April of 2020, that lockdowns were not the answer. And
right.
We're heading dramatically the wrong direction. No Republican in the state of Nevada was speaking out against this. And, of course, the media, this should have been a huge story that I was going against this block. They sort of buried it. But the whole approach to COVID in the last few years has been one of the most disastrous policy chapters in American history. DeSantis had it from the get-go. And let me go further, Wayne. If he did not take his state of 21 million people and say, there will be no mandates in this state, there will be no vaccine passports, if he didn't do that, I guarantee you that ball would have rolled. We know a lot of Republican governors
right.
would have caved.
Right.
And who knows what America would have looked like. I mean, I truly believe it was his stand that reversed this tide. The Biden administration blinked. They said, oh, my God, we can't beat Florida. We can't beat DeSantis. We're going to back off this deal. But what a disgrace that we had these frontline workers. We had law enforcement. We had military, by the way, Navy SEALs. We had our nurses and doctors, and they were told choose. And they were told choose after a year plus of already being on the front lines. It was a disgrace. I said at the time when Biden announced it, it wasn't 20 minutes before we had a statement out that it was unconstitutional and wouldn't stand. And, you know, fortunately, we had some courts supporting us on this. Or, again, who knows where we would have ended up.
All right. Well, you know where I stand. By the way, I got fired by the RJ. Speaking of people who blink, the RJ fired me in March of 2020 because I kept arguing in column after column that you cannot lock down the American people and you cannot force close people's businesses. It doesn't work. It's never worked. It never will work. Everyone will still get sick, but you'll have people going bankrupt and losing their businesses and losing their jobs. And, Adam, it turned out to be right, and the RJ was wrong and I was right, but they fired me for it. They blinked. Terrible, terrible thing that went on in our country. Adam, if you could stay, I'd love to have you for another segment. Can you hang in there through the break? Hang in with us.
I got like a car running.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. The root is on fire. I think America's youth are on fire. Their brains are on fire. And I don't mean that in a positive way. Man on the street interview reveals the disturbing reality of the knowledge of young Americans. A popular YouTube channel called Fleckas Talks focuses on interviews with young Americans, revealing a disturbing lack of knowledge and awareness of significant historical and political facts. And just to give you a little taste of it, some respondents thought that Europe bordered the United States. Oh, my God. Others admitted they didn't know what the Revolutionary War was. Without it, there is no America. One respondent referred to Alaska as a country that physically borders the United States. Just these are all people that are so clueless and ignorant. It's amazing. And you got to watch the video. It's online. It's at the Gateway Pundit, and you'll see the video. A man on the street interview reveals disturbing reality of young Americans. The disturbing reality is they don't know anything about anything. And these are people that are actually voting. Maybe they were the difference in Biden beating Trump, other than the rigged election and stolen election. Maybe they gave him another 8 million votes, and that was the difference in the election. That's amazing that people who are that ignorant and that clueless, they don't even know what the American Revolution is. They don't know that Europe doesn't border America. And they're voting. And the people they vote in handle the economy of the United States. And look what the result is. Crazy. Interesting show today because we had Carrie Lake on, and I was talking about, you know, the fact that she's always got the same views as me. And she's up 19 points for governor of Arizona. And I talk about Trump. I talk about DeSantis. There are a lot of good candidates out there who sound just like me. And if they sound like me on the radio and they're willing to sound like that on the campaign, then you know you've got an America First candidate. And so I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Kyle LeBru, who is an America First candidate in Missouri's 4th District, CD4 in Missouri. Kyle's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. And he's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He represents you. He will always be there for you. You'll always be able to reach him. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle's in it for you. And he understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. He'll never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. That's my kind of politician.
He knows we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. That's the kind of person we need. That's Kyle LaBruce. No matter where you are in America, here he is supporting the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Here he is backing the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He's a big fan of mine, a big fan of this show. He always wanted to have a presence on my show, so he decided to sponsor my show as a congressional candidate in CD4 in Missouri. Very unusual, very unique, and very special. Reward him. Send a contribution to Kyle LaBruce at kylelabruce.com. Kyle LaBruce, L-A-B-R-U-E, kylelabruce.com. Click the contribute button at the top of the page, paid for by Kyle LaBruce for Congress. I don't care where you live. If you live in the middle of Vegas, if you live in Summerlin like I do, you can still contribute to Kyle LaBruce for Congress, and you should. Just, even if it's $25, let him know you're a fan of Wayne Root and you appreciate him sponsoring the show. Here's a great example of what's happening to America and why we need a divorce badly. And I mean badly. The Milwaukee Brewers host a pregame drag show on Tranny Appreciation Night. What? Are they joking? I mean, is there really a Tranny Appreciation Night? I want to see if this headline is actually accurate. The Milwaukee Brewers commemoration of LGBTQT Pride next week will feature men who want to be women in a pregame drag show. Celebrate our local LGBTW community with special appearances, local entertainment, and photo ops, says the official Brewers account. Drag queens Dora Diamond, Beth Ann Bodyworks, Dita Vaughn, and Marbella are slated to compete in RuPaul's Drag Race in the Beer Garden during the Pride Night festivities. They're also offering a Brewers Pride backpack to attendees of the event. So if they're not calling it Tranny Night, but it is a gay night, it is a gay appreciation night, not a tranny night, but they're featuring a bunch of trannies. And, of course, it's all part of the brainwashing of your children. You bring a kid to the ballpark, and they got to listen to this garbage, same garbage they have to listen to in the middle of a classroom. So if I was all of you, I'd get my kids out of any public school in America. And there's a hell of a lot of private schools you don't want to be in anymore either. Homeschooling appears to be the only answer, and I figured that out a long time ago, too. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but my oldest kid just turned 30, Dakota. She's about to be Dr. Dakota Root and graduate top for class from Harvard. And she was born 30 years ago, and that means 30 years ago we figured it out, or at least 25 years ago we figured it out, because she was homeschooled her whole life and wound up accepted at Harvard and Stanford. An amazing kid. And she probably would have had that amazingness extinguished out if she went to public school. She'd be a brainwashed commie now who believes the world revolves around trannies. And this stuff is just so ridiculous and far out of bounds and so radical and so nutty. How many trannies are there in America? One half of 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 1%? And we're supposed to run the whole country based on them and their needs and their feelings of being hurt, their feelings of exclusion? Oh my God. This is the end of America. Trust me, we're on the way out. This is a rough landing, boy. we're falling off the universe. We'll be right back. Hour number three coming up. I'll read you my commentary. The Biden Blitzkrieg.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.